Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your grace and mercy. We thank you, Lord, for all that you have done for us. Thank you for all the blessings we have received from you. Thank you for making ways for us where it appears there was no way. Thank you, Lord, for breakthroughs you have given to us. Thank you for strength you have given to us. Thank you for victories you have given to us. We are so grateful for your grace that is sufficient for us. Thank you for things you have made us to achieve through your grace. Thank you, Father. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for great promises you have for us. Thank you because you made these promises to fulfill them, to bring them to pass. Thank you, Father. We thank you because you have prepared a great and glorious future for us, and you will take us into this future. Thank you, Lord. We also thank you for helping us to grow in the knowledge of you. We thank you because you have allowed us to learn your ways. You have allowed us to learn your truths. And you have helped us to walk in your ways and to walk in your truths. Thank you, Father. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for all that we have been enjoying from you. Thank you for your presence we enjoy in our lives on daily basis. We thank you for dominion that we enjoy. We thank you, Lord, for protection and security that we enjoy. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for provisions that we enjoy from you every day. You have not allowed us to be stranded of good things. Your mighty hand has been supplying all that we need at those moments we needed them. Thank you, Father. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We also thank you because you have not allowed sin to have dominion over us. You have not allowed forces of darkness, agents of darkness, to be stronger than us. You have always helped us to win battles. Thank you, Lord. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for how you always manifest your power and glory and presence every time we come on this platform to pray. We thank you for victories you have given to us in previous prayer sessions. We thank you for prayers we prayed and you answered them. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for tonight also. We thank you because you will visit us again. You will strengthen us again. You will manifest your power and glory in our midst. And you will help us again. Thank you, Lord. Father, we ask that you have your way in this prayer session. Let your Holy Spirit guide us in every prayer we will be praying tonight. Let your Holy Spirit guide us. Let your Holy Spirit lead us. Let your Holy Spirit strengthen us to pray the right kind of prayer. And let us pray with fire from you, that we may prevail as we pray. Thank you, Father, because we know you shall do beyond our expectations and requests. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. And I believe that you will be blessed as you pray here with faith. I know that you will be blessed. We are going to take some worship songs, and after that, we would go into prayer points. There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I have searched through all eternity long and found there is none like you. There is none like you, Lord. There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I have searched through all eternity long and found there is none like you. You are glorious, so glorious in your ways. You are glorious, Lord. You are glorious. So glorious in your ways. You are glorious, Father. You are glorious. So glorious in your ways. Yahweh, 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 you are glorious, so glorious in your ways. You are glorious, Lord. You are glorious. So glorious in your ways. Our Father, our Father who art in heaven, amen. Hallowed be thy name. Our Father, our Father who art in heaven, amen. Hallowed be thy name. Our Father, our Father who art in heaven, amen. Hallowed be thy name. Our Father who art in heaven. Amen. Hallowed be thy name. You are the Lord. Let your name be glorified. You are the Lord. You are the Lord. Let your name be glorified. We give you glory. We give you glory and honor. You are the Lord. Let your name be glorified. You are the Lord. You are the Lord. Let your name be glorified. You are the Lord. You are the Lord. Let your name be glorified. We give you glory. We give you glory and honor. You are the Lord. Let your name be glorified. Hallelujah. For the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord, praise Jesus. Hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. For the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. From east to west, there is no other God, oh, like Jesus. From north to south, I said there is no other God. There is no one like Jesus from east to west. There is no other God from north to south. I said there is no other God, no one like Jehovah from east to west. There is no other God, no one like you, Lord, from north to south. We said there is no other God. Hosanna. Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest, Hosanna in the highest, Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. God, we lift up your name. God, we lift up your name. Lift up your name with a heart full of praise. With a heart full of praise. Be exalted, O Lord, our God. Hosanna in the highest. God, we lift up your name. God, we lift up your name. We lift you up. With a heart full of praise, with a heart full of praise, be exalted, O Lord, our God. Hosanna in the highest. Hallelujah, Hosanna. Hallelujah, Hosanna. Hallelujah, Hosanna. Hallelujah, Hosanna. Hallelujah, Hosanna. Hallelujah, Hosanna, Hallelujah, Hosanna, Hallelujah, Hosanna, Hallelujah. Begin to worship Him with the whole of your heart. Begin to worship the King of Glory. Worship the God of heaven and the earth. Worship the Most High God. Worship the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, the Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battles. Begin to worship the God of heaven and the earth. Begin to worship Him. Begin to worship Him. with the whole of your heart, with the whole of your heart, worship Jesus with all your voice. Begin to worship Him with everything in you. Worship Him with all your soul. Worship Him. Begin to worship Him. King of glory will worship you. Jesus will worship you. Father will worship you. Most High God will worship you. Elyon will worship you. Adonai will worship you. Miracle Worker will worship you. Mountain Mover will worship you. Waymaker will worship you. Jesus will worship you. Jesus will worship you. Jesus will worship you. You are worthy of our praises. You are worthy of our worship. You are worthy of our thanks. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy to be magnified. For you alone is the Lord. You alone is the Almighty. You alone is the Most High God. You alone is our Redeemer. You alone is our Father. You alone is our Savior. You alone is the Lamb that takes away our sins. You alone shed your blood to die in our place, to die that we may receive salvation. You alone is worthy of our praise. You alone is worthy of our worship. You alone is worthy of our thanks. For only you pay the price for our redemption. Only you shed your blood on the cross. Only you died for our sins. Only you rose from the dead on the third day, right from inside the grave. We worship you, Lord Jesus. We worship you, Savior. We worship you, Father. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Elohim. We worship you, Elyon. We worship you, El Shaddai. We worship you, Father. Be glorified forever. Be glorified forever. Thank you for everything you have done. Thank you for everything you have given to us. Thank you for everything you are doing in our lives. Thank you for everything you will do for us very shortly. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given Him worship and praises and thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence once again. And I want you to take this prayer of thanksgiving. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, thank you for the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross of Calvary for my salvation, deliverance, healing, and redemption. You're going to say, thank you, Father, for the sacrifice of Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary for my salvation, forgiveness, deliverance, healings, and redemption. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to thank God like that. Begin to thank God for that. Say, Father, thank you for the sacrifice of Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary, for my salvation, for my forgiveness, for my healings, deliverances, and redemption, even for my victory. Thank you, Father, for the sacrifice of Jesus. Thank you for the blood of Jesus that was shed for my sake. Thank you, Father, for what you made Jesus do for me on the cross of Calvary. Thank you, Father, for my sins were nailed on the cross of Calvary. Thank you, Father, for my healings were purchased on the cross of Calvary. Thank you, Father, for my deliverance was authorized on the cross of Calvary. Thank you, Father, for my victory was authorized on the cross of Calvary. Thank you, Father, for making Jesus die on the cross of Calvary for my sake, for the sake of my deliverance, for the sake of my redemption, for the sake of my forgiveness, for the sake of my salvation, for the sake of my healing. Thank you, Father, for what you made Jesus do for me on the cross of Calvary. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. For there is no other sacrifice greater than that. For there is no other sacrifice higher than that. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. Yeah, you're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, I come before your throne of grace. Use the blood of Jesus to wash me clean from every sin that I have committed, knowingly and unknowingly. Say, Father, I come before your throne of grace. I ask that you use the blood of Jesus to wash me clean from all sins I have committed, from all filthiness in my life, from all pollution in my life. Father, use the blood of Jesus to wash me clean now, according to your mercy. Use the blood of Jesus to wash me clean now from all filthiness, from all sin, in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Raise up your right hand. Say, Father, I come before your throne of grace. I ask that you use the blood of Jesus to wash me clean from every sin I have committed against you, from every disobedience I have done against you, those ones that I knew, those ones that I knew of, and those ones that I don't know. Lord, use the blood of Jesus to wash me now. I believe you're praying like that. Say, Lord, I come before you in humility of heart. I come before you in repentance. Oh, Lord, wash me clean with the blood of Jesus. Wash me clean in the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Wash me clean. Wash me clean. Wash me clean in the name of Jesus. Begin to say, Father, forgive me every sin I have committed against you, ignorantly and willingly. Say, Father, forgive me of every sin I have committed against you, and wash me clean with the blood of Jesus. I repent today. I humble myself today before your throne. Wash me clean of every sin I have committed against you. I believe you're praying like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, I humble myself before your throne. I repent today before your throne. Wash me clean of every sin I have committed against you. Wash me in the blood of Jesus. Say, Father, wash me in the blood of Jesus. Say, Father, wash me, thank you, Lord, in the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Say, Father, wash me in the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You are going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, by the reason of your mercy, put to silence every voice accusing me in your presence. I'm going to say, Father, by the reason of your mercy, silence every voice accusing me in your presence. Every voice that is presenting accusations against me in your presence, Lord, silence them now by the reason of your mercy. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. The Bible says that Satan is the accuser of the brethren. He's the one accusing Christians in God's presence, telling God reasons why God should not help them. Satan is the one accusing Christians before the throne of God, telling God why he should not help his children, why he should not help you, why he should not save you, why he should not deliver you. Begin to say, Father, by the reason of your mercy, silence every voice of accusation shouting against me in your presence, rising against me in your presence, speaking against me in your presence. Oh Lord, silence such voices. Silence such voices now. In the name of Jesus, silence such voices now. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Silence such voices now. In the name of Jesus, let the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross of Calvary, silence such voices. Begin to say, Father, let the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross of Calvary that was done for my sake, silence every voice of accusation rising against me in your presence, speaking against me in your presence, speaking against my destiny, speaking against my calling, speaking against my life. Say, Father, let the sacrifice, the blood sacrifice of Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary, begin to silence such voices, as it is written that the blood of Jesus speaks better things than the blood of Abel. The blood of Jesus speaks against every voice of condemnation. Therefore, O Lord, let the sacrifice, the blood sacrifice of Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary, begin to speak against every voice of accusation, every voice of condemnation rising against me in your presence, speaking against me in your presence. Let the blood sacrifice of Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary shut down those voices forever right now. In the name of Jesus, I believe you'll pray like that. Let the blood sacrifice of Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary shut down every voice of condemnation, every voice of accusation, speaking against my life in God's presence, speaking against my life in the throne, before the throne of God in heaven. Let the blood sacrifice of Jesus Christ shut them down. Now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. You are also going to pray like this. I want you to place your right hand on your head. And you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, immerse me into the blood of Jesus. Or you can say, dip me into the blood of Jesus. Or baptize me into the blood of Jesus. And let every abomination of darkness in my life be destroyed by the blood of Jesus. Yeah, you can say, Father, immerse me into the blood of Jesus. Immerse me into the blood of Jesus. And let every abomination of darkness on my life, every pollution of darkness on my life, every corruption of darkness on my life be destroyed by the blood of Jesus. now in the name of Jesus. I begin to pray like that. Say, Father, baptize me, dip me, immerse me into the blood of Jesus. Let every abomination of darkness on my life, abomination of darkness on my spirit, on my soul, on my body, let them be destroyed by the blood of Jesus. Every pollution of darkness, corruption of darkness, every filthiness of darkness, every uncleanness of darkness, let the blood of Jesus destroy them. Thank you, Lord. Now, in the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Abominations of darkness that is disqualifying me in God's presence. Abominations of darkness that is preventing God from touching me. Abominations of darkness that is standing against my divine visitation. Let the blood of Jesus destroy them now. Let the blood of Jesus destroy them now. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. One of the reasons why God will visit some people and yet he will not be able to do anything. He will not be able to bless the people. He will not be able to touch them, heal them, deliver them. Yeah, it's because of condemnations. Yeah, because of condemnations. Yeah, and that is why we are praying these prayers. Because I perceive in my spirit that some of you, God is visiting you, but he's seeing certain things in your life. And that is what is pushing him back. When he comes to you to help you, then he sees something. And then he withdrew himself from doing what he wanted to do. Yeah, so that is why we are praying this prayer. So you're going to pray again. You're going to say, blood of Jesus, destroy every curse of darkness on my life. Causing condemnation. You're going to say, blood of Jesus, destroy every curse of darkness on my life. Causing condemnation. Bringing condemnation on me. Preventing me from receiving blessings from the Lord. Blood of Jesus, destroy those curses now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. The Bible says the curse is that man who is hung on the tree. That man that is hung on the tree. Anyone who is hung on the tree is cursed. And Jesus was hung on the tree. He was hung on the cross. He was crucified on the cross. So Jesus has taken your curse. So you're going to pray, you're going to say, blood of Jesus, Remove every cause of darkness on my life that is bringing condemnation on my life. Say, blood of Jesus, remove them now. Blood of Jesus, destroy them now. Pray this prayer very seriously. It's very important. Say, blood of Jesus, remove curse of darkness on my life, bringing condemnation on my destiny. Curse of darkness on my life that is pushing back God's blessings from reaching me. Blood of Jesus, destroy them now. In Jesus' name. Continue to pray like that. Even curses that came through your bloodline, begin to say, blood of Jesus, destroy ancestral curse of darkness, inherited curse of darkness that is bringing condemnation on my life. Curses that was passed from my parents into my life. Say, blood of Jesus, destroy those curses now. Say, blood of Jesus, destroy those curses now. In the name of Jesus, every curse of darkness bringing condemnation on me, bringing condemnation on my destiny, bringing condemnation on my career and calling, pushing back blessings of God away from my life. Blood of Jesus, destroy those curses now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. The Lord is telling me that some of you, what the enemy is holding against you is unfaithfulness. Yeah, or maybe I should say, what the enemy is using as legal ground to stop God from blessing you is unfaithfulness. Like, you have been unfaithful. Yeah, that is the accusation the enemy is presenting before God, that you have been unfaithful, so you can't be blessed because you have been unfaithful. Yeah, and when we say unfaithfulness, we're talking about disobedience to what God wants you to do, or failure to fulfill certain commitments. Yeah, you have committed yourself to doing certain things for God, and then you stopped. That is unfaithfulness. And it also includes disobedience to the voice of the Lord, disobedience to the voice of the Holy Spirit, disobedience to the voice or to the leading of the Holy Spirit. It also includes disobedience to biblical principles, biblical instructions, biblical commandments, like paying your tithes, giving offerings, and a lot of that. So things that God is expecting of you to do, even you know that you should be doing that because you have once done it. Yeah, but then you just feel like you don't have to do it again. I don't know what made you feel like that. You just feel like, I don't have to do this again. Yeah, but you once were doing those things. I'm telling you exactly what is coming to my spirit. Yeah, you have been doing that thing before, and then you just feel like you don't have to continue. Yeah, that is unfaithfulness. Yeah, and that is what devil is using against you before the throne of God in heaven, saying that you can't be blessed because you have been unfaithful. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, forgive me of my unfaithfulness. You're going to say, Father, forgive me of my unfaithfulness. And silence satanic accusation stopping my blessings from reaching me. Say, Father, forgive me of my unfaithfulness. Now, if you are saying God should forgive you of your unfaithfulness, it means you are now repenting. It means you will now be faithful, because God don't forgive when you have not repented. Repentance comes before forgiveness. So you're going to say, Father, forgive me of my unfaithfulness. You're going to say, Father, forgive me of my unfaithfulness. And shut down every satanic accusation stopping my blessings from reaching me. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. This is a very serious prayer point. I want you to pray with the whole of your heart. Pray like you know you have done wrong. Pray like someone who is in need of mercy. Pray like someone who wants to change. Someone who has repented and need God's mercy. Yeah, because God really wants to bless you. So take this prayer point very seriously. Don't put on pride. Humble yourself. Say, Lord, forgive me of my unfaithfulness. Say, Father, forgive me of my unfaithfulness. This is not the point where you try to justify yourself. This is the point where you humble yourself. Yeah, this is the point where you humble yourself and say, God, I'm sorry for being unfaithful. Forgive me for my unfaithfulness. And stop every satanic accusation. Destroy every satanic accusation that is pushing back my blessings. That is not allowing my blessings to reach me. Yeah, begin to pray. This is not the time you're trying to approve yourself. I'm trying to say, I have been faithful. What if you have not been faithful? What if what you think you are doing right is not the way it should be done? Yeah, what if there is more God is expecting from you and you have just done so little? Yeah, what if you have been wrong all this while and you don't know? So this is not a time to be trying to approve yourself. This is the time to humble yourself and say, God, I repent. Forgive me of my unfaithfulness. Say, Lord, forgive me of my unfaithfulness. And stop every accusation of Satan that is pushing back my blessings. Shut down every satanic accusation that is pushing back my blessings. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Say, Lord, forgive me of my unfaithfulness. Forgive me of my unfaithfulness. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, there's no point praying so much prayer points and none of them is happening. Yeah, I believe in results. I believe in victory. I believe in success. I believe in progress. I believe in breakthroughs. I believe in transformation. I believe in greatness that comes from the Lord. Yeah, there's no point telling you to pray all kinds of prayers and then none of them is happening in your life. To me, it makes no sense. Yeah, because we pray so that our lives can change. That is why we pray, because we know there is a power in God that changes lives. We know that God is faithful. That is why we pray. Yeah, because we know that He's faithful. That is why we pray. Yeah, then why should we be praying and then nothing is changing and then nothing is working? Then it means something is wrong somewhere. Yeah, if we are praying and nothing is changing, nothing is working, nothing is happening, then something is wrong somewhere. Yeah, that is why it is good to check yourself. Yeah, it is good to sit down and check your life and ask yourself, where have I gone wrong? What have I done wrong? What is it that I have not done? What is it that I have done that should not that shouldn't be done? Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to pray again. You're going to say, Father, search my life, search my heart, search my soul, and reveal to me everything that you do not want to see me do. Expose to me things I do that you do not want me to do, and things you want me to do that I am not doing. Say, Lord, I open my life to you. I open my heart to you. Search me. Search me. Search me with your light. And show me things I do that I should not do. And things I have not been doing that I should be doing. Open your mouth and pray like that. I'll begin to pray like that. It is important that you discover this secret so that your life can be transformed by the power of God. Say, Father, I open my life to you. I open my spirit to you. I open my soul to you. You see all things. Nothing is hidden from you. My life is not hidden from you. You see all things. You know all things. Say, Lord, search me. Say, Lord, search me. I don't know if you are passionate about this prayer. I don't know if you are desperate about this prayer. Say, Lord, search me. Search me. Search my heart. Search my soul. Search my spirit. And begin to expose to me things I do that I should stop doing, and things that I should be doing that I don't do. Oh Lord, begin to expose them to me now. Let your light expose them to me now. Let your light expose them to me now. Let your light expose them to me now. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, I open my heart to you. I open my life to you. I open my spirit to you. I open my soul to you. I open my body to you, my mind to you. Lord, search me. Expose to me things I do that I must stop doing, and things I don't do that I need to be doing. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. I want you to pray this prayer point. You're going to be asking for excellence. You're going to be asking God to bless you with excellence. The Bible showed us how Daniel and his three brethren were found 10 times better than other students or scholars. They were found 10 times better. God blessed them with excellence. In whatever you do, you can excel in it. You can do it the best way. Whatever you do, whether secular work, whether ministry, spiritual assignment, you can do it the best way. This is not about competition. Excellence does not have to do with competition. But it is about doing what you know how to do the best way it should be done. What you have the gift to do, doing it the best way it should be done. What God has called you to do, doing it the best way it should be done. So you're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, bless me with excellence. As you did to Daniel and Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, say, Father, bless me with excellence. Bless me with excellence. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Hele Jodiakta. Lushtenehe Desuza. Lebe Jodegedendera Talala. No Sijutade Geshtudia. Say, Father, bless me with excellence. Bless the work of my hands with excellence. Bless your gift in my life with excellence. Bless your calling on my life with excellence. Bless your ministry in my hands with excellence. Bless the career I do with excellence. Say, Lord, I want to excel. Thank you, Father. Say, Lord, I want to excel. In spiritual things, I want to excel. In physical things, I want to excel. Bless me with excellence, Father. Make me the best in my field of career. Make me the best. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, those people who compare themselves with others, they measure their lives with others, they will forever be limited in destiny. As a wise Christian, you don't compare yourself with others. You don't use others' success and achievements to measure your own success and achievement. You don't use others' progress to measure your own progress. So, and that is competition. Like you want to, you are looking at a friend of yours who has excelled in certain ways or in his or field of career. And then you're saying, if only I can meet up with this person. And then you're saying, if only I can measure up to this person. And then you're saying, if only I can be better than this person. That is not wisdom. And that is wrong. Yeah, as a Christian, you don't compare yourself with others, and you don't use others' achievement and success to measure your own achievement and success. Now, this is what you do. You are meant to discover the scope of your calling. Pray and let God show you how much He has called you to do. How much He wants you to become. Or maybe I should say, let God show you the level He wants you to attain. And then begin to trust God to lift you up to that level. Yeah, so you don't look at other people and say, oh, this other person has gone far. I just want to meet up with this person. No, that is not how to live your life. You pray and discover the scope of your calling. Pray and discover the purpose of God for your life. So you measure your life with the purpose of God for your life. You measure your life with how far you know God wants you to reach. Yeah, for instance, myself, I know the scope of my calling. And even if anybody feels like I am already successful in ministry, I would say glory to God. But yet I know that I've not even reached anywhere in ministry. In fact, I know that I've not even started ministry. Even though it looks like I'm succeeding, because I know where I'm going. Yeah, so no matter the level of success I might be seeing today, I know it is still not where I am going. I don't know if you are getting the point. Yeah, so I'm not comparing myself with another person or another minister of God somewhere. I know the purpose of God for my life. I know the scope of my calling. I know how wide it is, how deep it is, how high it is. So, and I know when I have reached there, and I know when I have not reached there. Yeah, so that is why I don't look at people. I don't compare myself with people. I press forward to attaining that level, that height. So you are going to pray. If you don't have a revelation of what God has put you in the world to become, the success you are seeing today might deceive you. You might feel like, oh, I have reached there. You might feel like, oh, I have attained it. I have attained it. Whereas you have attained nothing. Yeah. And you have reached nowhere, and you might think you have reached somewhere. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, show me by your Holy Spirit in my life the scope of my calling. You're going to say, Father, show me by your Holy Spirit in my life the length, the breadth, the height, the depth of your calling and purpose for my life and destiny. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Nehadijikialele hasisara. Jedego diatalanada. Mashigeketala haladiala tajira. Say, Father, by your Holy Spirit that is in me, show me the scope of my calling. Show me the scope of your purpose for my life. Show me how wide it is. Show me how high it is. Show me how long it is. Show me how deep it is. The scope of your purpose for my life. The scope of your calling for my life. Lord, show me by your Holy Spirit so that I will know how to run. So that I will know how to make use of my time. So that I will know how to pray. So that I will know how to live my life. Show me, Father, in the name of Jesus. I believe you're praying. Say, Lord, show me the scope of your calling and purpose for my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. We are still praying. You're going to pray? Yeah. I realize that not many Christians are burdened about why they are here. Not many Christians are concerned about why they exist, why they were born, why they are here in the earth. Yeah, and because of these, the angels that have been ordained to work with them for the fulfillment of their destinies could not do any work. Yeah, the angels that have been assigned by God to help them achieve that purpose for their existence could not do any work because they were not concerned about the purpose for their existence. Yeah. So my question for you is, are you burdened about why you were born? Are you burdened about why you are here? Yeah. Have you ever thought about it? That I am here for a purpose. And I should walk in that purpose. I should live for that purpose. Yeah. Are you concerned about it? So you're going to pray. Yeah. And that is, that is what God is looking for at this time. God is looking for people that are burdened, that are concerned about His purpose for their lives. And that is what it means to be apostolic. meaning that you are walking in the reason why you were sent into this world, why you were born. Being born is being sent. Yeah, the Bible says that children are the heritage of the Lord. Yeah, and the Bible compares children as arrows in those quiver. You know, those archers that used to fire arrows, they used to have something at the back, at their backs. They call it quiver, where they put many arrows. And then if they are to fire an arrow, they'll put the hand into the quiver and bring out an arrow and fire it. So the Bible likened children as arrows in God's quiver. Yeah, so before any child is born in the head, there is a purpose of God behind that child being born. That child is being born to fulfill a purpose for God in the head. Yeah, so you walking in your purpose means you are being apostolic. You walking in your purpose means you are an apostolic Christian, meaning that you are functioning you're functioning to fulfill the reason for your existence. You are functioning to fulfill the reason for your birth. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I want to be a wise Christian. Help me to carry the cross of my purpose in you. Help me to carry the cross daily. Help me to carry my cross daily. The cross of my purpose. The cross of my purpose in you. Help me to carry it daily. Jesus said that whoever will become his disciples must deny themselves and carry the cross daily. That's what Jesus said. You must carry your cross daily and follow him. Carrying your cross means that you are burdened with the reason why you were born into this world. You're always thinking about it. You are always talking about it. You are always praying about it. You're always doing something about it. That is your cross. The reason why you were born is your cross. So you're going to say, Father, I want to be a wise Christian. Help me to always carry the cross of my purpose. Help me to fill me with the burden of my purpose in this world. Fill me with the burden of my divine purpose in this earth. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. Say, Lord, I want to be a wise Christian. Say, Lord, I want to be a wise Christian. Fill my heart. Fill my soul. Fill my mind with burdens of my purpose in you. With burdens of my divine purpose in this earth. In the name of Jesus, help me to carry the cross of my purpose every day. Every day. In the name of Jesus. Help me to be found doing things that pertains to the purpose for my existence in the earth. Every day. In the name of Jesus. Begin to talk to the Lord. Say, Lord, I want to be wise. Fill my soul with burdens for fulfilling your purpose for my life. Let me not stop thinking about it. Help me not to stop thinking about my divine purpose. Help me not to stop talking about it. Help me not to stop walking in it. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. You're still going to pray? Now, there's a lot that God would take you through when it comes to fulfilling His purposes on earth or His purpose for your life. There is a lot God would take you through. Yeah, but we are not going to talk much on that. I just want you to pray like this. Maybe God is taking you through a process to prepare you for the fulfillment of His purpose for your life. And you are trying to run away from that process. The more you run away, the more your problems continue, the more your afflictions, sufferings continue. Why? Because all the blessings God wants to release into your life, all the helps God wants to release into your life, they are inside the journey of fulfilling the purpose for your existence. If you run away from that journey, or you run away from the process, you will keep suffering. That is why some people, that there is a call of God on their lives, they abandon that calling and they are praying and they are saying, God bless me, God favor me, God move my life forward, and God is just looking at them. And God is telling them that all these things you are asking for, the blessings, the favor, the progress, they are inside this calling I have given to you. They are inside this assignment. They are inside this purpose. So except you begin to walk in that purpose, I will not answer those prayers. Yeah, and these people have been praying for years and God is not answering. Why? Because they left the place where the answers to those prayers are. They stopped doing things that pertains to God's purpose for their lives. And that is why prayers are refusing to be answered. So maybe God is taking you through a process and then it looks like you don't like that process because it's not comfortable, it's not convenient, it's painful, and then you are running away from that process. Meanwhile, the process is to prepare you to fulfill God's purpose for your life. The more you ignore that process, the more you suffer. I tell you the truth. Though God will still be helping you, but a lot will not be done. God will not do much in your life until you go back to that process. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to be wise. Help me to embrace every process you are taking me through that pertains to the fulfillment of your divine purpose for my life. Yeah. Some people, God does not want them to get married early. Yeah. and they are concerned about getting married early. Whereas God doesn't want them to get married early. Some people, God doesn't want them to give birth to children early, because it's part of the preparation. It's part of His preparation for their lives. I mean, God wants to use that period to prepare them. So He doesn't want them to be engaged in something that would distract them from that preparation or process. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to be wise. Help me to embrace every process You are taking me through. Every process that pertains to the fulfillment of my divine purpose in the end. Lord, help me to embrace the process. In the name of Jesus, I begin to pray like that. Yeshanaga desu zialala. Hendeki hilashti susiana talala. Begin to say, Father, help me to be wise. Help me to embrace every process You are taking me through in order to prepare me for the fulfillment of my divine purpose in the head. Say, Father, help me to embrace the process. Whether it's painful, whether it's convenient, whether it's not convenient, Lord, help me to go through the process. Help me, O Lord, to embrace the process. Every process You are taking me through to prepare me for the assignments You have for my life and destiny. To prepare me that so that I can fulfill Your divine purpose for my life. Lord, help me to go through that process. In the name of Jesus. Thank You, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I realize that there's one thing Christians hate so much. And do you know what that thing is? It is just three words. Will of God. Yeah, many Christians, they hate the will of God. Yeah. Many Christians, even ministers of God, they hate the will of God. Why? Because the will of God is not always in line or always in tune with our desires, with what we want. In fact, in most cases, it's opposite of what we want. The will of God is always opposite the direction of, opposite the direction of what we want. Opposite the direction of where we want. Yeah, the will of God is always another direction. Contrary to the direction we want to follow. Yeah, and that is why many Christians hate the will of God. They don't want the will of God. I've seen people that for 5 years, they are still saying no to the will of God. And they know the will of God. And for 5 years, they are still saying, no, I'm not going to do it. I don't want that kind of life. I can't see myself doing that. Yeah, and all sorts of rubbish. They begin to say, it's not me that will do that. I don't want to do that. I don't want to follow that path. I'm not created for that. I deserve something better. Yeah, you begin to see Christians, I mean Christians, well, maybe they are not original Christians, I don't know, but what I know is that a lot of Christians hate the will of God. So my question for you is, do you also hate the will of God? Yeah. Or do you only like the will of God? You know, those will of God, in quotes, I mean will of God, yeah, that agrees with what you want. Is it only those kind of will of God that you like? Yeah. You're going to pray. Yeah, you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive a heart of obedience that loves the will of God. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive a heart of obedience that loves the will of God. I receive a heart of obedience that always wants to do the will of God. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. There is a will of God for everything in our lives. There is a way God wants your life to be. There's a path God wants your life to follow. There's a will of God for the way you talk. There's a will of God concerning the way you dress. There's a will of God concerning the way you think. There's a will of God concerning the way you should do your career, your business. There's a will of God concerning every area of your life, concerning your marriage. There's a will of God for everything. And you will see them in the Bible. But many people don't want to do the will of God. They only want to do their own will. Begin to say, I receive a heart of obedience that loves the will of God. Say, I receive a heart of obedience that loves the will of God, in the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. When you pray prayers like this, it goes a long way to transforming your soul to become obedient to the will of God. Say, I receive a heart of obedience to love the will of God, to always desire the will of God, to always love to do the will of God. I receive a heart of obedience in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, I was teaching somewhere, some time ago, and I was telling the brethren, I said, everything you are asking God to give you, you're asking for good marriage, I mean, for those that are not married, you're asking for prosperity, you're asking for greatness, you're asking for breakthroughs, riches, wealth. I told them, they are all inside doing the will of God. Yeah, that it is as we do the will of God that we begin to catch up with those things. So it's more or less like saying that the will of God is a way, is an highway. Yeah, I'm just trying to illustrate it. It's like saying the will of God is an highway. And everyone that is following that path, everyone that is on that road, on that highway, it is so sure that they will meet prosperity there. It is so sure that we need healing, health, deliverance, breakthrough, what else? Promotion, greatness, everything you are asking for, even more than you are asking for, they are on that highway. All you need is to continue on that highway, meaning that continue to do the will of God, and all of those things will catch up with you. I'm telling you what I know, what I have touched, what I have seen, what I have tasted, what I have experienced. I'm telling you reality. Everything people are praying for, they are on that highway. Yeah, and that is why the devil is turning the hearts of people against the will of God. He knows that in so doing, many of their prayers will not be answered. Yeah, because they will be out of that highway. And when you are not on the highway, you will not find those blessings. So you are going to pray. I don't know if you are still on the highway. I don't know if you are still in the will of God. Yeah, maybe you are in a relationship with a man or with a woman, and that is not the will of God. So as long as you are in that relationship, don't expect to be blessed by God. I'm telling you the truth. If that relationship is not the will of God, don't expect to be blessed by God. I've been there. I know what I'm talking about. Yeah. The heavens will be closed against you. The heavens will close over you. You will pray and the prayers will not be answered. Why? Because you are not in the will of God. But when you are in the will of God, the heavens will open over your head. And every prayer will be answered. So I don't know if you are in the will of God or you are not in the will of God. Yeah. Maybe you are a good liar. You tell lies a lot. Maybe you commit all manner of sins. Yeah. Maybe that, not even maybe, that is why heaven is closed over your life. Because you are not in the will of God. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, in whatsoever way I have stepped outside your will for my life, oh Lord, bring me back. Yeah, you have to pray this prayer sincerely, with strong passion in your heart. You're going to say, Father, in whatsoever I have stepped out of your will for my life, in any area of my life that I have stepped out of your will for my life, oh Lord, in your mercy, bring me back. Is it in my dressing? Is it in my speech? In the way I talk? Is it in my attitude? Is it in my emotions, in my feelings? In any way I have stepped out of your will, Lord, bring me back. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Bring me back. Oh Lord, bring me back. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray. Continue to pray. Say, Lord, I want to be in your will. I want to be in your will. I want to do your will. Lord, in whatsoever way I have stepped out of your will, Lord, please bring me back. Bring me back. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, bring me back. Thank you, Lord. Bring me back. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Bring me back, oh God. Bring me back into your will. Please bring me back. Please, Lord, bring me back. For that is the only place I can fulfill my destiny. That is the only place I can find all eternal blessings you have ordained for my life. Oh Lord, please bring me back. That is the only place I can fulfill my calling as it is in heaven. Bring me back, oh God. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we are still praying. You're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, give me strength to do your will. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, give me strength to do your will. Give me strength to live for you and not for myself. Give me strength to do your will. Give me strength to live for you and not for myself. Make it easy for me to do your will. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Heshedikihatu zalagala. Nashe dehan telekaladia. Hashagatanaga barahalashtada. Say, Lord Jesus, give me strength to do your will. Make it easy for me to do your will. Give me strength to live for you. Give me strength to live for you and not for myself. In the name of Jesus, make it easy, Lord, to do your will. Make it easy, Lord, to stay in your will. I know my flesh don't want to do the right thing. I know my flesh hates your will. But Lord, give me strength to rule over the flesh. Give me strength to overcome my flesh. Give me strength to kill the desires of my flesh, the passions of my flesh. Give me strength to do your will, Lord Jesus. I don't know if you're passionate about this prayer. So Lord, give me strength to live for you and not for myself. Help me, Jesus, to live for you. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. I want you to raise up your right hand. Yeah, the Lord is telling me that some of you are being deceived. Yeah, you are being deceived by another spirit. A spirit is deceiving you, and that is why you are not in the will of God. You are being deceived by a spirit. So maybe the spirit is giving you dreams, and the dreams are deceiving you. Or the spirit is speaking voices to you, and those voices are deceiving you. Or the spirit will enter some people, and those people will begin to mislead you and confuse you. Yeah, whatever way the spirit is working, I want you to raise up your right hand. And you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I invoke the fire of the Holy Ghost upon every spirit of darkness deceiving me to go out of the will of God, to do contrary to the will of God. Begin to say, I invoke the fire of the Holy Ghost upon every spirit of darkness deceiving me out of the will of God, deceiving me to go out of the will of God. Now, in the name of Jesus, let fire of the Holy Ghost consume them all. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Whatever way the Spirit is manifesting, whether through my thoughts, through my imaginations, whatever way the Spirit is manifesting, whether through people around me, whatever way the Spirit is manifesting, whether through my dreams or visions, let fire of the Holy Ghost fall and consume them now. In the name of Jesus, I come against every spirit of darkness deceiving me to take me out of the will of God. Fire of the Holy Ghost, consume them now. In the name of Jesus, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them now. Destroy them now. Thank you, Lord. Destroy them now. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. You're going to pray. Now, there's an aspect of performance of the will of God. Yeah. After you have done the will of God, there is a place of performance of the will of God. Yeah, there's a will of God that God will empower you to do, which is, you know, live a holy life, do evangelism, do assignments. Yes. Tell you to, you know, he has instructed you to do, and more like that. There's an aspect of the will of God that that you are responsible to do, like giving, being faithful in giving, and all of that. But there's an aspect of the will of God that God is responsible to do. Yeah, God is the one that will do those ones. There are those ones that God will help you to do because you have to do it, but yet He will still help you to do it. He will make it easy for you to do it. But there is one that it is Him that have to do it. It is His responsibility. So those are the ones we want to pray for right now. You're going to pray. Yeah, you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, stretch forth your mighty hand and perform your will for my life for this hour. Your will for my life, for this moment, your will, for my life, for this day, for this hour, for this time of my life, for this age of my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Je hashte gataragana, dihonde nege hasujide balalea. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray. Say, Father, stretch forth your mighty hand. Stretch forth your mighty hand. Stretch forth your mighty hand. Perform your will for my life for now. Your will for my life for this hour. Your will for my life for right now. Thank you, Lord. For this moment, for this day, for this time of my life, for this age of my life. Stretch forth your hand, O God. Stretch forth your hand, O God. Thank you, Lord. Something is happening. Continue to pray like that. Say, stretch forth your hand, O God. Perform your will for my life, for this hour of my life, for this moment of my life, for this time of my life. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. I decree over your life that the mighty hand of God shall work in your life for the performance of every will of God that is already due to be done in your life. The mighty hand of God shall work now and perform them all in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. I believe you said amen. The mighty hand of God shall perform them all now in Jesus' name. Yeah. We have 5 more prayer points. Now, if you look at Hebrews chapter 10, verse 36. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 36. It says, "For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise." Verse 37 says, "For yet a little while, and he that shall come will come and will not tarry." For yet a little while, and he that shall come and will not tarry. It said, after you have done the will of God, you will receive the promise. So you receive the promise by doing the will of God. And that promise is also the will of God. Yeah. So you receive that will of God after you have done the will of God. I want you to pray. There is something God wants to teach some of you. There are lessons God wants to teach some of you personally. And until you learn those lessons, you might not experience breakthroughs. Yeah, I have learned a lot of lessons that nobody taught me. Yeah, no preacher preached about it. No teacher taught about it. I learned it personally from the Lord. I believe God wants to teach you certain things. And until you learn those things, you might not be able to receive His promise. Yeah, He wants to teach you things that you will not forget, because you make it your life principles. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, "Father, teach me your kingdom principles that causes breakthroughs in the earth. Teach me to follow, teach me to do your kingdom principles that open doors in the earth. Teach me to do, teach me to follow principles of heaven here on earth that will liberate my life to become who you want me to be, open your mouth and begin to pray like that. And nobody will teach you these things. God will teach you as you go through situations of life. He will make you learn it. And the earlier you learn these principles, the better. It took some people 10 years to learn just one of these principles. And from the time they learned it, they began to walk in the supernatural. They began to enjoy a lot of miracles. Continue to pray, say, Father, teach me to follow. Teach me to do a principles of your kingdom on earth that will cause breakthroughs and progress and greatness in my life. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Biblical principles, divine principles, teach me them. Thank you, Lord. Teach me them, Lord. Teach me them, Lord. Principles that I must follow to be able to walk in the supernatural, to be able to enjoy endless miracles, to be able to see your glory, to be able to walk in your glory. Lord, teach me those principles. Thank you, Father. I want to learn. Teach me, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, we have four more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let every good thing that I have lost through impatience, every good thing, opportunities I have lost through being impatient, Lord, in your mercy, direct them back to my life. Direct them back to my life. Push them back to my life. In the name of Jesus. Because now, I am ready to do the will of God. Now, I am ready to trust you. I am ready to believe you. I am ready to wait on you. Say, Lord, every opportunity I have lost through impatience, every blessing I have lost through impatience, oh Lord, by your mercy, send them into my life. Channel them into my life. Direct them into my life. Begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, pray. 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 In the name of Jesus. See, Father, every good thing I have lost through being impatient, through unbelief and doubt, every good thing I have lost to darkness, through impatience, Lord, send them back to my life. Channel them back to my life. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, restore them back to my life. In the name of Jesus, restore them back, oh God. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we have three more prayer points. You're going to pray. Yeah. You're going to pray like this. Yeah, I saw that there's a great journey before some of you there is a great journey, meaning that God has the intention of taking you very far. Now, when I say very far, I'm talking about there's a lot you are yet to do for God. There's a lot you are still yet to do for God. Whatever you are doing now is just a fragment, just so little, not even up to 1% of what you are meant to do for God. That's what I mean by there's so much great journey ahead of you. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive strength to, you're going to say, I receive strength to walk in the path of destiny. I receive strength to be committed and devoted and dedicated to the things that pertains to my destiny, to the things that pertains to God's plans for my life. See, I receive strength to be committed. I receive strength to walk that path, the path of destiny, the path of fulfillment of purpose, of God's purpose for my life. Begin to say, I receive strength to walk that path. I receive strength to be committed. I receive strength to be devoted, to be dedicated to doing that thing that God has called me to do. Begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, say, I receive strength. Begin to say, I receive strength to walk through the path of destiny. I receive strength to be committed and devoted and dedicated to everything God wants me to do for Him. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. See, I receive strength to be dedicated to God's purposes for my life. See, I receive strength to be committed to doing God's purposes for my life. Begin to say, I receive strength to be committed to doing God's plans for my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we have two more prayer points. You're going to pray. You are still going to pray for strength. Yeah. You have to be serious with the things of God. Yeah, some people, they take secular business more serious than the things of God. You have to be serious with the things of God. That is how you will go far in accomplishing God's plans for your life, in seeing God's plans for your life fulfilled. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive strength to to do spiritual exercises that will move me forward in the journey of destiny, or in the journey of fulfilling destiny. I'm going to say, I receive strength to doing or to do spiritual exercises, fasting, prayers, Bible study and meditation, and many more like that. You're going to say, I receive strength to do spiritual exercises that will move me forward in the journey of fulfilling destiny. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, say, I receive strength. Say, I receive strength. Begin to say, I receive strength to do spiritual exercises. When you're supposed to be praying for 4 hours in a day, you pray for 30 minutes, 1 hour, and you are okay with that. Heaven is not okay with that. Because with that, you will go nowhere in destiny. You will accomplish little or nothing. So you have to be strong to doing spiritual exercises. There is no shortcut to fulfilling destiny. You have to be strong. It's for the strong ones. God's calling or God's destiny for your life can only be fulfilled by being strong, not by being weak, but by being strong. Begin to say, I receive strength. Say, I receive strength to do spiritual exercises, to do spiritual tasks, spiritual assignments that will move me forward in the journey of fulfilling destiny. I receive strength now. I receive courage. I receive strength. I receive courage. Thank you, Lord. I receive strength. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. The last prayer point. You're going to pray. The Spirit of the Lord is telling me that your tears shall end. God will comfort you. That's another way of saying it. That God is going to comfort you. Which also means wipe away your tears. Comfort you. And how does God comfort people? By dealing with the situation of discomfort. What is causing the discomfort? It deals with it. He eliminates it. Do miracles that we hand them. So you're going to pray. Thank you, Lord. You're going to say, Father, comfort me by your mighty hand. You're going to say, Father, comfort me by rotting miracles by your mighty hand. Or you can say, let your mighty hand wrought miracles, signs and wonders to comfort me, to wipe away my tears. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Jeshaga tereganabala. Thank you, Lord. Say, Father, let your mighty hand wrought mighty miracles, signs and wonders to comfort me, even now, in the name of Jesus. Jihadesiola diastidea, Masho jegesi zalagala. Nudra Krujidiala. Teshuzena Juagladia. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. Say, Lord, let your mighty hand perform signs and wonders to comfort me, to end my pains and sufferings. In the name of Jesus, move in a mighty way in my life, in my situations, to end my afflictions and sufferings and pains in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. We're going to stop here. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. O Lord of hosts, mighty God, we worship you. King of the universe, we praise you. Ancient of days, we magnify you. Lion of the tribe of Judah, we exalt you. Oh Lord, we are so grateful for your mercy toward us. We are so grateful for your love and compassion toward us. We are so grateful for your visitation. Thank you for everything you have done. Thank you for what you are doing right now. Thank you for what you will do shortly. Be exalted forever in Jesus' name. Lord, as your servant, I stand to ask that you show your people mercy at this time. In the name of Jesus, as you have promised that in this month you will do a quick walk in our lives to help us, which I believe you have done, and which I believe you will do. Oh Lord, as you have promised, let the new things begin now in every life here on this platform, in every life, hearing my voice right now. Let new things begin. Let new things begin. Let new things begin. In the name of Jesus, I call forth breakthroughs to appear in your life. Breakthroughs you have not seen before. I call forth blessings to appear in your life. I call forth progress, prosperity, increase, success, excellence, greatness, promotion, and elevation to appear in your life in Jesus' name. You shall not be limited anymore. The hand of God shall help you. The hand of God shall help you. In the name of Jesus, every witchcraft that is standing to stop you from rising in destiny, I bind them now in the name of Jesus. Every witchcraft that is blocking the manifestation, the physical manifestation of your blessings, as God has released them in the realm of the spirit, every witchcraft that is blocking the blessings from appearing in the physical realm, I bind them now. In the name of Jesus, you shall succeed. You shall rise and you shall shine. You shall shine in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, because we know you have answered. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen. Amen.